This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. U.S. President Donald Trump on Saturday made his first public appearance since returning to the White House after being treated for COVID-19. Trump delivered an address on his support for law enforcement from the Blue Room balcony to a friendly crowd. Speaking to a largely African-American and Latino audience, the president urged attendees to vote Democrats, quote, into oblivion.
If the left gains power, they'll launch a nationwide crusade against law enforcement, and they've already done that. And you see them, they're doing that at a level that nobody's ever seen before.
Trump is also priming for a Florida rally on Monday and campaign events in Iowa and Pennsylvania later in the week. The president addressed the large crowd even as the White House refused to declare that he is no longer contagious and against the guidance of public health officials. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi has dismissed the latest White House offer in COVID-19 aid talks as one step forward, two steps back. However, as AP's Julie Walker reports, Pelosi says she's still hopeful progress can be made toward a deal.
A GOP aide familiar with the new offer, who spoke on condition of anonymity, said it was about $1.8 trillion with a bump in state and local fiscal relief. Pelosi said in a letter Saturday that while the administration attempted to address some of the Democratic concerns, disagreement remains on many priorities, and they're waiting for language on several provisions. Her most recent public offer was about $2.2 trillion, but it included a business tax increase Republicans won't go for. I'm Julie Walker.
Hurricane Delta has added insult to injury after blowing ashore Friday evening as a Category 2 storm. In Lake Charles, Louisiana, Mayor Nick Hunter says his city will be in recovery mode for months and possibly years. This is VOA News. Azerbaijan and Armenia have accused each other of swiftly violating the terms of a ceasefire in Nagorno-Karabakh on Saturday, raising questions about how meaningful the truce that was brokered by Russia would turn out to be. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
The ceasefire brokered by Russia was meant to halt fighting to allow ethnic Armenian forces in the enclave and Azeri forces to swap prisoners and war dead. But the Armenian Defense Ministry accused Azerbaijan of shelling a settlement inside Armenia, while ethnic Armenian forces in Karabakh alleged the Azeri forces had launched a new offensive. Meanwhile, the Azeri Defense Ministry posted multiple videos of airstrikes at military vehicles, without mentioning exact locations or dates. Azerbaijan also accused enemy forces in Karabakh of shelling Azeri territory. Both sides have consistently denied each other's assertions about military activity. Residents in the enclave are skeptical of the ceasefire as they deal with the aftermath of shellings.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. North Korea has showcased previously unseen intercontinental ballistic missiles at an unprecedented pre-dawn military parade Saturday. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
Analysts said the missile would be one of the largest rogue mobile intercontinental ballistic missiles in the world if it becomes operational. The deputy director of the Open Nuclear Network called the missile a monster. The country's leader, Kim Jong-un, made an appearance in the state's TV broadcast as the clock struck midnight, marking the 75th anniversary of the founding of its ruling Workers' Party. South Korean officials said this week that Kim could use the event as a low-intensity show of power ahead of the U.S. presidential election on November 3rd, as denuclearization talks with Washington have stalled. A senior U.S. administration official on Saturday called North Korea's display, quote, disappointing, and called on the government to negotiate to achieve a complete denuclearization.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Europe's second wave of coronavirus infections has struck well before flu season has even started. Authorities say a widespread case of COVID fatigue is making matters worse. This week, Spain declared a state of emergency for Madrid amid increasing tensions between local and national authorities over virus containment measures. Germany offered up soldiers to help with contact tracing in newly flaring hotspots. And Italy mandated masks outdoors and warned for the first time since the country became the European epicenter of the pandemic that hospitals are filling up again. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.